This week's podcast comes from Will Rodebach III. Thank you so much, Will, for doing this. So the word has French roots, and it simply means rebirth. For Beyoncé's newest album, the word was used to describe and celebrate elements such as overcoming, empowering, and queer culture. The word in the film is Renaissance. Her inspirations were her Uncle Johnny, the history of dance, and creating an outbreak of art following a tragic worldwide epidemic. Feel free to compare this to the Renaissance, as in the 14th century movement. The album came out in summer 2022, followed by a worldwide tour from May to October in Europe and North America. Some of the venues were NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas, Beyoncé's hometown, and Lincoln Financial Field here in Philadelphia. Late last year, fans were treated to Renaissance, a film by Beyoncé, which showed several of the concerts combined into a feature-length documentary exclusively in theaters. This concert movie was more than just simply that. Throughout the film, we got behind-the-scenes glimpses and insights. It took about 4 years to pull the movie together. You could see throughout how much she cares about her background dancers and everyone who was able to make it possible. Usually at a concert, another singer or group covers the opening act. In Renaissance, it worked out a little differently. Beyoncé did the opening act in addition to the main act. She covered songs from her earlier albums like Dangerously in Love 2. The main part of her show was mostly from her current album. And she even performed her song Run the World, Girls. There were scenes where she paid homage to different artists by including samples in her show, like the Britney Spears song Toxic. In the concerts and in the film, you could see notable guest stars. She was joined by Megan Thee Stallion in Houston performing their song Savage. Another notable guest was rapper Kendrick Lamar. In Edinburgh, Scotland, Les Twins joined her in the remix of her song America Has a Problem. 6 days later, Blue Ivy Carter had the opportunity of a lifetime dancing to two songs at the Paris show. Throughout the performances, the costumes were simply breathtaking, and they are as vibrant on the screen. The film is set to be released on DVD this month. It's uncertain where it will stream. Disney Plus and Netflix have streamed Beyoncé's film projects in the past. No matter how or where you see it, you feel the power that Beyoncé brings to the stage. This concert and this movie were powerful reminders that creativity and art can rise from difficulties and tragedies of our world, like a true renaissance. Thank you again, Will Rodebach, for writing this podcast. Do you have a response to the podcast? Feel free to email us at flixyoumissed@gmail.com, FLIXYOUMISSED@gmail.com. Thanks.